The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
Hey, we're back this morning on the Still Just Fishing Show, and let's see, I think it was Wednesday I was out there hunting for speckled trout, and I'm going to tell you what, I covered some territory. Wednesday morning we went to throw lures for speckled trout, and, I went all the way in the cove and hit about, I don't know, six or seven places in there, went west of the Danes Point Bridge toward downtown, came back out of there. Went up, we were going to go, I said, well, let's just go over here, bull red fish, you know, because they had never, the two guys never caught a bull red. So we went to the little jetties, and because I heard it was real rough at the jetties. Wednesday, I had three people tell me that they went out there and turned around and left, came back.
Was it deep enough? Was the tide high enough to get up all the way up in the back of the cove?
I was going to say.
Oh, yeah, it was real high.
Yeah. Bill and I went Wednesday, and we were going to fish Nassau for some stripers.
Uh-huh.
So we went up there to Saw Pit, and no kidding, it was almost to your belt line at the ramp, the water. And
wade out there, you mean?
If you were going to, you know where you pull in and you have to turn around and back in, right in there.
Oh, wow.
The water was coming over that bank there on the left going in where that creek is, and just flooded the whole area there.
So you couldn't launch?
No. So we ended up going down to, what was that, BB's? DD's.
DD Bartles.
Yeah, ramp. We went down to that
in
ramp.
In Fernandina.
And that's a pretty ramp right there now.
It is.
So we put in there and ended up running away. I mean, we run a long ways. We fished.
Yeah, because if you didn't go to Nassau, way up in Nassau. Oh my gosh, y'all went a long ways.
Went up to the railroad tracks, and
because that ramp quite a ways north of Nassau River too.
Are you talking about the real fine ramp that's not far from the inlet, the St. Mary's Inlet? That is a nice ramp. Yeah.
So we went under, 17, and then went out to the railroad track, and never got a bite. We saw some fish rolling, but they wouldn't bite nothing. So then we worked the banks and stuff. We switched up, and we forget the trout, the stripers, because we just weren't getting them.
Yeah.
And then we tried trout and reds, switched up and used some live bait. We threw plastics. We threw hard baits.
Next time.
One little bite, I think we got. That's it.
Next time it might be a little easier. I've heard. For years and years down there around the Doctor's Inlet Bridge is a good place to look for them.
Yeah, the Shands and the Buckman.
Shands, Buckman, and Doctor's Inlet.
Yeah, it's when I went to the little jetties to go bull redfish fishing, the tide should have already been like slacked and almost turning, and it was still pouring in. I mean, hard.
That tide and was so real strong.
It was, and we left there, and I said, well, let's go up here around Fort George Inlet. So as we passed Sisters Creek Boat Ramp, you could see the water, the island where you pull up to back your boat down, and they have the island
there. Right in the middle.
Well, it was lapping over that curb in the island, so it was like 40 feet up in the parking lot.
Wow.
The
part would have been underwater by the time you got to the ramp. I mean, at least covered the wheels.
Oh yeah, yeah. And I don't like doing that.
That's why we didn't put in there. Saw it.
But you know what?
It'd been over his wheels.
Yeah, but you'll watch people that just back right down in there.
I'd rather have that super high water than what Las Vegas is getting. All that snow. I'll take high tides over a foot and a half of snow any day.
So we started heading to Fort George, and then I said, well, let me look at these other places here that, you know, are flooded pretty good. You know, see if we see some tails. Could not see a tail. I don't know if the water was too high that you couldn't see a tail. You know what I mean? I'm wondering if some of the areas I looked, the water was too high. Fish might have been in there sucking up fiddlers, but not with their tails sticking out of the water.
Were you able to get all the way up where?
Oh, you could get way up in there.
Yeah, Bill and I thought you'd definitely be up in the grass up in there, maybe even getting out of the boat in some places.
No, I don't like people getting out of the boat. I've seen too many big rattlesnakes in there. You know, when it floods like that, those rattlesnakes, they have to get out of that marsh, and they'll go to those different islands out there. And and believe it or not, I mean, you're out there, you're talking about beating somebody with an ugly stick. So if it was me, I'd be beating one of them things with ugly sticks. Yeah. You stay out there waiting, you can't get away. You know, when you're in that deep of water, you can't run like you could. You know, but that snake can cut right across it. But yeah, what amazes me is I talk to people and they're like, no, I've never seen a rattlesnake out there. They're out there, and I've seen them, and they're swimming right across there and right through there. They're so quiet, you don't hear them, you know. But, yeah, you got to keep your eyes all the way around you, you know, when you're walking in a flooded
grass. I don't like the thought of that because I don't have a whole lot of freeboard on that little boat of mine, my little boat. They'd probably come right up on that thing, no problem.
So we left there and finally went to the creeks, you know, after we left Fort George and all. I mean, because we could not find a single trout bite. It was just crazy.
You know, if you're in the freshwater fish in the creeks, those cottonmouths will fall right out of a tree in the boat with you.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it on the Vista Bill Dance.
Yeah.
That's one of the funnier ones. The snake falls in the boat.
Yeah, it's crazy, but they will, you know.
Palm trees, them things.
Yeah, we had, we were in...
dangerous business.
Lake Lotlusa one time, and a gator was trying to get on the boat in Lake Lotlusa.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, much for taking a John boat out there from now on.
I'm telling you, it can be dangerous out there, but you know, keep your eyes open, you know. But I'm surprised the people that I've talked to when I mentioned the snakes swimming around like that. Have you ever seen a rattlesnake swim across the intercoastal?
I've seen them right up there by Blunt Island.
Yeah. I mean, they'll swim right across the water like they're on land.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can run over them with the boat, try to get them caught on the motor.
They can move right along, too.
Yeah.
People have seen them at the jetties. They're fairly common.
Yeah, there was one on the jetty rocks out there one day about three quarters of the way out there.
Now, what's he going to eat out there?
A bird, you know. You ever seen that post that Leon has on his Facebook page where the snake crawls up the telephone pole and gets the bird?
No.
He's hanging there by his tail, starts wrapping up. Oh, yeah. I'll have to show it to you when we get off there. But, yeah, I mean, it's amazing. Those snakes go where they want to go. And, you know, when we went one time, there was one over there behind Blunt Island heading toward the boats over where Safe Harbor's at, the boys' home. You know, not the seafood restaurant, mm-hmm. but the boys' home. And, you know, those boys, those orphan boys are living in those sailboats out there that's on the water.
Mm-hmm.
So I took and drove across him. I had an old boat back then. I drove across him, turn around, look, he's still swimming. I turn around, drove right across him again, look back, he's still swimming. I drove across him again. So I had a 6-foot paddle. So I got the paddle out and pulled up by him and started to hit him on the, you know, hit his head on the water. He curled up on top of that water like he was on land, just floating right there.
He coiled up like he was ready to strike.
Just like he was ready to strike. And he was on the water. Scary. It was scary, let me tell you. Jimmy, I'm sorry if you can hold on. We'll be right back. You know, I'll get you on as soon as we come back.
We'll be back.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mandarin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits, and black and mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport shrimp, seared tuna, and spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
Ooh.
And we're back this morning. We got Jimmy on this morning.
Morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to be on. You guys having a good morning in this fog?
Yes, sir. Well, as long as we're inside here, got the AC on, feeling pretty good.
Always have a good time doing this, talking fishing.
Absolutely. Hey, well, speaking of rattlesnakes, let's talk about politics for 2 seconds, if you don't mind. If you don't know me, I'm Jimmy Hill. I've been doing that boat show down at Metro Park for 21 years. and it's been a big, big part of the fishing environment. And I fish a little bit, got a 10th place in the Kingfish this year. We were real proud of that. Fish one morning, caught a nice fish. And hey, years of chasing them and just caught a nice fish. But running for mayor of Jacksonville, and I just want people out there to understand that your politics matter. Sending Rutherford to Congress has broken the ice on this red snapper nightmare that we've been living for a long time. And just running hard, trying to get out there. And I'm not trying to politic too much because I'm not a politician. But I got to tell you, if my fishing brothers and boating brothers will just wake up, we can make Jacksonville that much more accessible place that we need. And then one other scary thing, if we don't do something, our Second Amendment's under attack right now, right here locally by our local city government, and it goes all the way to the top. So
amen to that.
So we're fighting for that, and it's a message worth giving, and I don't want to talk about it when we're talking about fun stuff and that, you know, quality of life of getting out on the water and doing that stuff. But if we put the wrong people in there and keep them in there, we won't be able to even get to the water anymore. That's part of it. And thank you guys for what you do. The show's always good, and I listen in, and it's getting harder and harder to get up this early this month, though.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate you calling in. But, you know, we talk about this stuff a lot of times about angler access. And, you know, we got a boat ramp over there that's Sisters Creek that, you know, got tore up with Irma. So, it's been down for a year and a half. And, of course, when they had the Kingfish Tournament last year, that's where a lot of boats have to launch because – you know, they closed down Jim King Ramp completely. And, I mean, stuff like that we look at, you know, if the Jaguars docks down there need fixing there, get fixed right away.
Yeah.
But for the regular angler,
of the line.
Jacksonville angler, I mean, you're looking at less than 10% of the population of Jacksonville that goes to the Jaguar games. You know what I mean? So they do anything in the world. You know, it's like if the Jaguars need something, they got $60 million to put in it. That's fine.
Always.
We need something for these boat ramps. Well, we got to wait on FEMA money. We got to either that or we got to wait on this. We got to wait on that. Here we are a year and a half without having that boat ramp fixed.
And yeah, it's like a shell gun.
Yeah, and it overloads the other areas, you know.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah, every time they talk about anything with Jacksonville, the river and access to it surveys number one on every survey. Now, if you took that survey today, it's going to be about crime. But before this crime thing kind of got out of control, access to the water across the board, not just with boaters, but with everyone, is number one. And we're not doing a good job, and we can do a lot better, and I look forward to it.
No, and if these kids were sitting out there on all the many docks that they could be building and they had fishing rods in their hands, they wouldn't have guns in their hand.
What if you could? Hey, think about that. What if you could go fish at night and not get run off by the police? That would be amazing. And right now, there's very few places. And, you know, we got people inside the system trying to fix it, but got to put an administration in there that understands it.
Yep.
It's the people at the top that don't get it, that don't understand, and access to all of these resources. And what if we had a gun range in Duval County that was public where you could go out and target shoot? Could you imagine that if a county like Duval County had that?
That'd be great.
I'm just excited about being able to serve. We're in this race. We're in the middle of it, and you know we're polling right where Trump was, so we got this.
Yeah, okay. Jimmy, all the stuff you guys are talking about would create jobs as well.
You're not kidding. You know that? That's funny you say that. You know that's if you just look at the damage this having this boat show shrink away has caused to the recreational boating industry locally, it's devastated it. It's crushed it. Mm-hmm. And this administration firmly, you know, they're responsible for that. So it's crazy watching it happen, and I couldn't stand it anymore. I jumped in this mayor's race. So it's Jimmy Hill for Jacksonville.com if you want to take a look.
Yes, I will.
Throw a line at me, and I appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you out there on the water.
Jimmy Hill. You said Jimmy Hill for Jacksonville.com.
Yeah.
Hey, Jimmy.
JimmyHill4Jacksonville.com.
Okay.
Last night on News for Jax, or it was First Coast News, I believe, said that it could be 2 years before they could actually start the project on the beach pier out there.
Yeah, when it's been over 2 years already.
And then, you know, we've already voted to get these boat ramps and stuff and all these places up to par, and And I haven't seen much happening with it.
Well, and I know, Jimmy, I know you don't know me. This is Captain Vic talking here. I know you don't know me, but I have been fighting for anglers' access to the water and anglers' rights for years and years now, because I see this stuff all the time getting taken away. I mean, I keep talking to people about, you know, the red snapper going to shut down. No, it's not going to do. Not going to do. Well, it did. And we talk about how the cat shares, now they got cat shares in the Gulf. And they're going to, you know, if they have something in the Gulf, they're going to wind up having it over here pretty soon. You know, the federal government's got to control everything. So, you know, we need people that's going to fight that. And like you said, John Rutherford's been a great deal for us, you know, to be able to fight for this stupid red snapper closure. With there's so many red snapper out there, they're eating up everything. You know, and it's just that we don't have anybody that's a fisherman that kind of would look out for us. We have, you know, the people, like you say, that's in office now. We keep telling them about the, you know, what we need, the boat ramps and stuff like this. They keep talking about, you know, how can we promote Jacksonville? Well, I can tell you, myself, along with Captain Kirk and all these captains, Captain Wingo and all of them, all these charter captains, we have people. You know, I had two guys on board this week that fishes the Great Lakes. They come down here to fish. I have people from Pennsylvania that's listening to the show right now. I guarantee you there's a guy named John listening to the show right now in Pennsylvania. He comes here all the time. I have people from Tennessee and California, and they come here to fish. And it's like, you know, here's the economy. We get, you know, people are staying in hotels. They're eating at restaurants. You know, they're, of course, they're paying me. But what I mean by that is, you know, they cannot figure out how to get – you know, how to get tourists to stop here on the way to Orlando.
Yeah.
And they talk about our great river, but they don't talk anything about what our great river does for us here.
And you know, we got all this river, and we still have bait and tackle shops that are starving. The owners are just charter captains and bait and tackle shop owners are starving for business. So, and it's all because our fishing and river resources aren't being properly promoted.
And if you look at anything, online about fishing, what does it tell you? The keys. Anything in Florida, tell you the keys. It's like we got one of the greatest fisheries right here in Jacksonville.
Because they embrace it down there. Yeah. They embrace it down there. Exactly. And this city has not embraced it ever that I can recall.
So anyway, I appreciate your call, Jimmy. I really do. And I look forward to talking to you again.
Hey, Jimmy, I think you and I used to race windsurfers together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's funny. That's good. That's what I've been. That's strange. I've been seeing a lot of the old windsurfing crew just as a result of this.
Yeah, toward the end there, I used to drag a trolling line behind my windsurfer off Huguenot for Spanish mackerel.
I used to fish the southeast hole on a windsurfer. Just one of those big old bait pods. It was a dumb thing to do. Now that they're tracking all these great white sharks.
You're going to need a bigger windsurfer.
Exactly. But I caught a couple of nice fish. One summer I caught a good cobia out there, a real good cobia. I hand-lined him, but it's been a few years since I did that. I got a little smarter.
Good deal. Well, thanks for calling in today.
Thank you, Jimmy.
And thanks for trying to do something.
Nice to talk to you.
Look forward to talking to you again.
Excellent. I'll call in another time, but just take a look at this thing. We can win it.
All right, Roger. All right. Thank you, Nab.
Thank you.
Get Robert real quick. Good morning, Robert.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
All right, sir. How about you?
How you doing?
Not too bad. It's been a while. I went out Thursday, was hoping to call you with a good fishing report, but instead I was the fool at the boat ramp that got sunk.
You got sunk?
I took the canoe out, and we were backing it off the trailer, put it in reverse, and it locked into full reverse where it was at full speed.
Oh, my goodness.
And it kind of torpedoed me, and next thing I know, I'm swimming.
Oh, my gosh, man. I didn't realize
Well, at least
that.
You're here. At least you're here to tell about it.
Yeah. Yeah, because did you lose a lot of stuff, too?
Well, no, thanks to some real good people, no, I got it back.
Good. You didn't lose anything? Everything okay?
The only thing I lost beside my pride was my shrimp bucket.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Better than your favorite rod or your tackle bag.
Yeah. I mean, are you going to be able to take your motor and, clean it up, rinse it up, and be able to get it checked out?
Well, I took the plugs out. My son's coming over today. He's going to take the filter out. He's going to flush it. And I'm going to see what happens. If not, I've got an appointment Thursday to go get it looked at to see.
Well, good luck with that, Robert. I hope you get everything taken care of good.
Please hang on if you can, Bill.
And I appreciate your call.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's sentencing memorandum for former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort was not publicly available on Friday, suggesting it may still be under seal. Mueller's team was to have weighed in by the end of the day on Manafort's punishment in one of his two criminal cases. The Trump administration on Friday set up new rules for women seeking abortions, barring taxpayer-funded family planning clinics from making abortion referrals. New policy will be challenged in court. A White House spokeswoman says that Planned Parenthood has been lying when it says it doesn't use federal dollars for its own abortion clinics. That will change under the new Trump administration guidelines. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average picked up 181 points on Friday to close out the week at 26,032. The NASDAQ was up 68. The S&P 500 gained 18. This is SRN News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-B-I-B-L-E. 877-64-BIBLE.
Attention, all men. Have Viagra and Cialis let you down? Think your best days are behind you? Well, think again. If you suffer from any type of ED, regardless of your age or medical history, the doctors at Alpha Medical Group can help you now. There's no needles, no surgery, no medication. Just the newest available proven treatment from Europe using acoustic pressure waves. The FDA-cleared medical device regenerates blood vessels and erectile tissue in short in-office sessions. And it's all done with absolutely no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Call now for full information. Call 904-763-1400. 904-763-1400. The 100% natural, non-invasive way to fix erectile dysfunction. Call 904-763-1400 today and get your life back with Alpha Medical Group. Call 904-763-1400 or visit alphamedicalgroup.com.
Opa! Join us for the annual Jacksonville Greek Festival at the Morocco Shrine Auditorium beginning Friday, February the 22nd at 11 a.m. An authentically Greek experience awaits you with food, entertainment, and vendors. Admission is $3 at the door, free for military and college students. Jacksonville Greek Festival is sponsored by St. John the Divine Greek Orthodox Church. A portion of the proceeds will benefit the Wolfson Children's Hospital. Come eat, drink, be Greek for a day. For more info, visit jacksgreekfest.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Good traveling around town right now. Clear roads. As for the weather, 40% chance of rain today. Looking for mostly cloudy skies. High about 81, no 30% chance of rain tonight, down to 68, and more rain for the rest of the weekend. 40% chance of rain Sunday. Partly sunny and breezy with a high of 84 and a 30% chance of shower Sunday night, low of 51. Currently 70, AM 600 WBOB.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. I hate to cut Robert off there, but I'm sure sorry to hear that about his knee there. But
he's safe he's gonna get sound and got all his rig back.
Yeah, and getting all your tackle back and rods and reels.
You have to look at what the net result is and if you're okay and, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get Mr. Bill on. Mr. Bill.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing, Bill?
That voice.
You remember the Mr. Bill on Saturday Night Live?
Oh,
it's
no.
my ceviche sensei.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I'm glad you guys took me, you know, gave me some time. I was crying when I got done, you know, listening to the wannabe mayor. It was just so pathetic when we go through the litany of things that goes on in the city. Now they want over $1.5 million just to tear down the last project they promised us would make us, you know, prosperous down there on the river.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We got a launch ramp that's, you know, as we talk about all the time, just sitting there.
Yeah, it's incredible. Mm-hmm. We got this river, one of the most fabulous rivers in the world here, you know, and it's just not even celebrated.
Well, it's celebrated by folks, but the problem is they have, you know, grandiose schemes, and the money's always funneled to someone.
Exactly.
They don't really care about, you know, they make Vic and the captain's lives miserable. They make the people that own waterfront property super miserable.
Yeah.
But then,
and when I say celebrate, I'm talking, you know, they need to make it accessible to every citizen in the town, and regardless of what your wallet looks like.
Well, watch what you wish for. I used to live in Brunswick, and let me tell you something. They had a bridge that they took out, like they have up at Nassau, and on the weekends, the particular group of folks that would show up would leave more garbage, and you could, you know, put in a dozen garbage cans every freaking weekend.
Mm-hmm. They just need to be on top of it and police it and maybe train them up.
Spend more money.
Create jobs.
Yeah, there's a park down.
Democrat jobs.
There's a park down in San Marco on River Road down there. It's a little spot. It's a little place between the road and the bulkhead, and it's actually called a city park. But what it is you have these big homes, two story homes across the street, and their view is looking out over the river.
Mm-hmm. So well, at the end of Landon,
they complain so much because the people that go fish off that bulkhead, like you said, they got seven trash cans lined up across there. They can't even walk 30 feet to the first trash can. They got to just throw their stuff on the ground or throw it in the river.
Well, don't they have to go buy the trash can to get back to their cars?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anyways, before we start crying again, I wanted to tell you that today I'm taking the lovely Mrs. Denmark out in the boat, which she hates. And she asked me.
Yeah, that's why I said you better do it while you can.
Well, but here's the problem. The other day she goes, honey, here's some money for some bait. Why don't you go fishing? So I'm concerned that either she's got a brain tumor or she's going to kill me when she gets down in the water for alone.
Does she know how to operate the boat?
No.
Oh, no, that's okay. A good thing then.
Yeah,
she needs you. She needs you to bring her back.
You know, her level of commitment is like those guys that, you know, hit the towers with those airplanes. They didn't know how to land a plane.
Oh, that's true. That's true. See,
you know, she can push me overboard and just start screaming help.
Yeah, fine. There you go.
Yeah, I'll be dead.
After his britches got hung in the treble hooks on my lure Wednesday, he was ready to drop me off at some island out there. But his pants were blowing in the wind like a flag, you know.
Oh, yeah, and that wind's blowing.
That sounds like a fun story.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of fun, I take this friend of mine fishing, and he doesn't fish. He's new, and he's wanting to fish. He's, you know. So he does the truck thing, and I get in the boat, and I take off. I'm warming up the engine, just kind of cruise around. I look, my bilge pump comes on, and it's on, and it's on. And it's on. You know what that means.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah. So I'm like, holy smokes, I forgot to put the plug in. So I go racing back to the launch ramp, turn the boat around so I get the transom up on, because I can't reach it from the boat. You know, I've got to pretty much bend over and submerge my half of my body to reach the dang thing. So I'm thinking, oh, my God, this damn thing, I did it again, you know. And so I take off my shirt, or I take off my pants, and he comes back, and here I am in the water in my underwear. He goes, what are you doing?
He's like, wait
wrong time of year.
Is, yeah. is that a requirement that if you get your underwear to fish?
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to show him the shrimp, you know.
I was in the pool.
Yeah, there you go. God. He was kind of dumbfounded by that whole deal.
Yeah, I kind of.
It wasn't the weekend.
I kind of wonder if he thought about where you were from or something. If you're going to go fishing, you're taking him fishing. All of a sudden, you're already stripped down.
Oh boy.
Yeah, you hear that violin music in the back. Banjo,
yeah, banjo music in the background.
If I got to do that, I ain't going fishing.
So who was assigned as the drain plug guy?
Well, probably the captain. Yeah, I think.
Yeah, you're the responsible one. Yep.
It's good. You know what it's like though, Chris. You go fishing by yourself and you do everything, but if you throw somebody else in the mix,
oh yeah,
messes you up. It changes.
Well, I've forgotten the drain plug one time, but it was because the boat wasn't leaving the trailer. I just backed the boat down just to be able to run the motor without having to hook up the hose. And suddenly I noticed that like you were saying, the bilge is like steadily going. I was like, well, now I know the bilge pump works real good. Mm-hmm. Why isn't it shutting off? But I'm like, well, no matter where you are, I've got my drain plugs in the back of the truck, so I don't have to worry about rolling away from the house and not having the drain plug. But
I tell you, when you get in your
motor well,
yeah, I got one there too.
So. When you get into the thing launching by yourself, like you do, Bill, and I know with me, the same thing. If you get in there and you get in your little routine, as long as you do it, I mean, I have people all the time come up to me, can I help you put the boat in order? Can I park your truck? I'm like, no, because if you help me, I'll forget something.
Exactly.
You know, so let me just do it, and you know, it's just better thing. Let me do it and just get it done, because and no matter what, I will forget doing something if somebody else is helping me. It just, I don't know what happens.
Yeah, I went fishing yesterday, and I caught 13 trout and a redfish, but it was tough. Oh my God, it was terrible.
The keepers?
I caught one trout was legal. He's about 18 inches and fat, and he's a nice fish. But, you know, it keeps me at the $800 a pound price point when I catch one fish.
Yeah, really?
It was on the DOA shrimp?
But the fun factor. You know?
Yeah, and the DOA shrimp was, I used a bomber, I used topwater lures, I used plastics, and the only thing I caught anything on was that natural colored DOA shrimp.
Yeah.
I love those. I've had those for many years. Bill, are you adding any Procure or anything to any scent to it? Okay, just using it. Okay, because they come with some scent, I believe, but after a while, I think they got to be remarinated. But yeah, the DOA shrimp, the natural colored, is one of my favorites.
I don't think the DOA have any scent to them.
No?
I don't think so.
That's the gulp.
Hmm.
You know, so I don't think the DOA has any.
I thought it.
I always liked the DOA too because of the weight that's in them. You know, you get them, you know, lighter or heavier or whatever.
Yeah.
So you have different casting thing. You know, different. You know how you work and everything, but the DOA.
I like the smaller ones better.
The DOA stand up like a shrimp, which is really good. Than throwing something out on a G head, like putting a gulp on there and all that. I mean, they'll stand up too, right? But. You know, but I think that DOA is weighted just right, you know, for it to do that.
The difference between the 1 ounce, I think they're 1 ounce, the heavier, there's two sizes readily available, there may be more, in the water is non-existent because the form of the thing has the same displacement, so it doesn't sink any better. They're a pain in the neck if you're trying to fish against the tide.
Yeah,
or the wind.
Well, yeah, they're no worse than most things. But yesterday I used a gulp swimming mullet, which I love. Didn't matter. Nothing.
Yeah.
And I went to my secret hole where if I take you and show you, you're not coming back.
Yeah.
Nothing, you know.
I knew that.
So anyways, it was a pretty good day, I guess. And hopefully you'll hear from me again.
After today, if she don't get rid of you out there on the water, then we'll get to hear from you again.
Yeah,
do one of those
quiet, you know,
do one of those mark safe from fishing with the wife.
Good luck out there, Bill. I hope you put her on some fish. If nothing else, take her where there's trout are. Let her get, you know, put out some cages of thunders and live shrimp, catch small trout or whatever.
Make her
enjoy it while you can.
I promise we're going to get fish because we're really just going to lunch.
Get her hooked.
There you go. Are you going to ride over to Safe Harbor?
I think so.
Yeah. That's some good food. All right, Bill. Appreciate it, buddy.
See you later, Bill.
Thanks for calling. Trent, if you can hold on, I'll get you on soon.
Street Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848. Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. We got Trina on the line. Probably going to talk about the El Cheapo by any chance.
Morning, Trina. That would be a good thing to talk about. Good morning.
We've been talking about it a little off and on all morning here.
Yeah, we did a whole lot of sheep's head early.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I always like to promote that club tournament. That's one of the best tournaments.
Oh, yeah.
You know, love to get to the captain's meeting and visit with all the people that you don't ever really get to see, you know, and all. I mean, usually we run into different people we know at the boat ramp a lot of times, you know, and you see them for like 2 or 3 minutes, but you don't get to talk to them, visit with them, because you're trying to put the boat in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to get to that fishing spot first, you know.
Hey, Trina,
it's almost like a reunion, all of it, you know.
It is.
The core group that fishes that tournament since the beginning.
Yeah.
I've been fishing for the last few years. It's like we're all getting together again every year.
Trina, didn't somebody say the other night at the club that the dredges were going to get out of the way for the tournament?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Boy, that one was right in front of the ramp yesterday.
Oh, I know.
Still is, yeah. Well, I'm on my way down there now, but I think Jim Stuber ask them, you know, just to make sure they're not there during the tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Trina, so, could you, before you go, could you go over what it costs for a annual membership and a lifetime membership for the club?
Sure. $40 a year for individuals, $55 a year for families, which I don't think I've heard of many clubs at this level.
No.
And $350 a year for a lifetime. Don't quote me on that one. I can't look it up right now. I'm driving, but I mean, I'm not driving, but... and it's a $25 one-time application fee, which, okay. If I'm not mistaken, we're going to have a membership booth at the El Tipo, and during that time, we waive the application fee.
Okay.
We're going to, the club's going to do the booth at the boat show also, right, in April?
Yes.
Okay.
In the water boat show, and that's the same thing. Typically, we waive the application fee during the boat show.
Now, when you're a member of the club, then you fish either tournament, the inshore or the offshore. So,
that is correct.
Yeah, okay. Because I know, you know, Chris and I was talking earlier about the inshore stuff, you know, now that the club is starting to do, which is really good.
Yeah, it's gone over pretty well. And we're getting, I can't even believe the number of members. We had a new member register the other night and bring four new members with him.
I know.
Ah, that's great.
But what was it, the meeting before that? We had new members lined up from one end of the trailer to the other. That, I think that was the biggest crop y'all ever had.
I have never seen anything like it. We had about a dozen people standing up there.
Yeah.
That is
pretty
great.
Amazing. And just new energy, new anglers. Some people are new to fishing. Some people are new to the area. And just to see the club members take them under their wing, you know, One lady came there with her two boys the other night, and she put something on her Facebook page about learning the area. And I bet there's half a dozen of our members that jumped in and said, "You can come with us. You can come with us. You can come with us."
Yeah.
Oh wow, that's great.
I just got goosebumps talking about it. That's the kind of thing. That's what our fishing family is about.
Yes.
Yeah, and the kids too. I mean, you know, the young. I saw that post, and the kid was up there talking the other night, and he's all, you know, he's all hot to go on the fishing. So that's great to see kids all, you know, and getting to go fishing and all that.
Yeah, getting a new batch of kids in the club, and it's exciting stuff.
It is. It really is.
To see that's a good indicator of your leadership there with that club. You're doing a good job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep.
Like, we've got a good team. It's not just me. The whole board of directors and the membership is all coming together and just making a really nice club. I mean, it is a really nice club, but it's all of us.
Yeah, it's really been a good year and good season this past couple of years for membership.
It has been.
That's right.
It has been. I can't wait for the banquet again. We got some fantastic prizes for all the people that fish the boards through the year. So you talked about the inshore captain of the year board and the offshore captain of the year, which has always been in place. So those are nine specific tournaments towards that goal, towards winning captain of the year. But all year we have the fishing boards, whether it be ladies board, men's board, inshore, light tackle, juniors 12 to 17, juniors 11 and under. All these boards you can fish for all day, any day, and you bring the weight of your fish to the next meeting and compete all year to win that board. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's an ongoing tournament all through the year.
Yeah.
So there's just a lot going on.
Yeah, it's great competition. And, you know, as fishermen, we're never competitive. But
no! What are you talking about?
Yeah, really?
Absolutely not. And then, you know, there's a very nice scale there at the clubhouse that anybody can use. You know, we put it up. You know, so the club members can weigh their fish, but it's under that pavilion there, and the general public can use it as well.
That is a very nice scale.
Can I ask, does that happen to be a certified scale?
In order for it to count for our club tournament, the boards, it does have to be a certified scale, and that is, in fact, a certified scale there at the clubhouse.
Because, you know, a lot of people ask me a lot of times of where they can find a certified scale to try to see if, you know, if their fish is a state record or whatever, you know.
B&M's is certified, and Trout River will weigh them for you. And I've known of people
that's
to put a Wahoo in a grocery basket and cart it on into the public's
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what people, yeah, that's what some people are worried about, having to take it into a Publix or something like that. But that's what I was telling them. These fish markets have to have, you know, the bait shops and all, they have to have certified scales like Browns Creek and Trout River.
Browns is actually not certified.
Oh, it's not?
I was surprised to find that out. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I thought I thought theirs was certified also. I'll be darned.
No, unless Rachel has had it certified since that discussion, but there was a little bit of confusion there, and yeah. I had assumed all these years that it was.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, I thought any place doing commerce, you know, selling anything by weight had to do that.
I did too.
Yeah. Well, that Browns doesn't sell things by weight. Think about it. They sell their mud minnows and everything else by count.
Well, the dead shrimp's the only thing they sell by weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think you're going to be, you know, if you have one less shrimp than the, you know, or if it's not certified, right. You may have one or two more shrimp. Than
yeah, half
supposed
a
to
pound
have,
of so dead shrimp know. Always fills me up anyway. I never argue about that.
So the El Cheapo, it is now $120 per boat, right?
It's not per boat, though. That's also another thing that's kind of confusing. Kingfish tournaments and other tournaments are by boat. This is an angler tournament, so you can have multiple registered anglers on one boat.
Oh, okay.
You can buy an entry and just all fish together. But so you and Chris could be fishing together. You could both be registered anglers, and you could both weigh your fish.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Or you can just, you know, be a team.
Yeah. All right. And then
only weigh one fish.
And then also, how much is a junior angler division?
Juniors, ladies, and kayakers are a $10 add-on.
Okay, $10. All right. And then, of course, you have cash prizes awarded through 15th place. And
cash, it's a combination of cash, gift cards, and you know, prizes. Yeah.
Yeah. And then a huge raffle. And of course, they, like I said, the entry fee. Y'all will take entry fees right up to the captain's meeting, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, in other words, if somebody doesn't sign up until they get there, that's, you know, as long as they can get there early enough before the captain meeting starts.
They can, yeah. The preferred method of entry is, of course, online, because it populates the spreadsheet. There's more chance of them getting their own address and name and number right than, you know, our volunteers that have been at it all day. And the volunteers do a fantastic job, but it's exhausting. And we, like clockwork, have a line around the building night of the captain's meeting. So I encourage, you know, especially as we get into a couple of days out, we'll close online registration that Wednesday night, the 6th or Thursday night.
Oh, okay.
Close the online registration. By then, we're going to know what the weather's going to do. So if you know you're going to fish, get online and register, please. Save some time at the captain's meeting. And, you know, our volunteers are there till midnight sometimes putting in everybody's names on the spreadsheet.
Okay.
So anyway, that would help us out.
All righty. Well, of course, you got, you know, the 18-foot boat, motor, and trailers for first place, and the 14 foot boat, motor, and trailer for second place.
15-foot Carolina Skiff JV.
Oh, it is 15. A 15?
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, okay. It shows the 14 on your flyer here. But
an absolutely massive,
a JV,
massive
JV 14.
Yeah, I'll have to cut my volunteer pay in half.
Well, I appreciate the call, and I know it's going to be a great turnout. It always is there.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking the call.
Sure, sorry I had to put you on hold for so long.
No worries.
All righty.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
And this is another show, ending another one here. I appreciate Chris and Ted, y'all coming in.
Enjoyed it.
Be sure to stay tuned for Ask an Attorney, all about Florida law. Be on right after us. We'll be back next week.